Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, who are the local hero folks, and local hero herself, Heidi Norton-Smith from the Northampton Survival Center, and local hero farmer Dan Kaplan from Brookfield Farm, who are putting together not the full belly dance.
No.
But I would go to that. I'd love to see the full belly dance. This is the full belly benefit dance that you've been doing now for almost 8 years, Dan. What is the full belly benefit dance?
Our attempt to bring together local sustainable ag organizations, farmers, activists, to come together, have a party, and raise money and awareness for local food security.
And it's tomorrow at the JCA in Amherst, the Jewish Community Center of Amherst, at 8 o'clock. There will be music.
Oh, yeah. We got Trailer Swift.
Trailer Swift.
Yeah, that is great.
If you would just say it quickly, everybody is going to go to this thing. Trailer Swift is going to be there. Seriously?
Trailer Swift.
I knew she used to date Connor Kennedy when he was at Deerfield Academy. I didn't know she was doing benefits here.
Oh, this is acoustic Trailer Swift.
What is Trailer Swift, though, really?
They are a acoustic-based Taylor Swift cover band.
That is fun. Yeah, Ryan Adams just did a whole album of Taylor Swift songs, the 1989 album in its entirety, kind of acoustic. So
these guys got it down pat. Yeah. They have a great lead singer named Lila Tennell, who is just fantastic.
And another band is playing.
Yeah, another band is playing, a band that I know that I'm in called the No-Nos. And that's a soul, funk, R&B, rock, dance party band, which is why it's playing at the full belly benefit dance party.
No belly dancers will be used, unfortunately. I went to a wedding with belly dancers, and that made it awesome.
We will take belly dancers.
No problem. And there's so much incredible food that's going to be there supplied by farmers and other folks that you can dance on a full belly.
That is allowed. But it's a benefit dance to raise money to get people a full belly, which is why Heidi Norton-Smith from the Northampton Survival Center is here. How does this benefit the Northampton Survival Center?
Well, what we're going to do is we bring all these groups together, these 25 local groups. They provide the refreshments, they provide the drinks, and we charge people a little bit of money to get in. We take all the proceeds and we donate all the proceeds to four organizations, the Survival Center in Northampton, the Survival Center in Amherst, Kestrel Trust, and we are going to also support CESA's Local Food for All campaign. Just trying to connect the producers of all this food in the valley to the people who are eating it and to people who need a little help getting to it.
Dan Kaplan from Brookfield Farm, who is one of the presenters of this full belly benefit dance that is to benefit, amongst others, the Northampton Survival Center, headed up by Heidi Norton-Smith. For those who don't know what the Survival Center is all about, you're next to the, not the Jewish community of Amherst, but the Jewish community of Northampton, sort of,
right
next door there. How big of an issue is hunger in Northampton and Hampshire County?
Hunger continues to be a big problem in Hampshire County, and the Northampton Survival Center feeds almost 5,000 people over the course of the year who are food insecure.
Mm-hmm. Now, are these 5,000 people that come once, are they multiple people that come multiple times and they get counted each time, or how does the math break down of
that? Yeah, that's a really good question. It's 5,000 people
individuals.
Who are individual people in human bodies,
yeah.
And they come many thousands of times,
usually
from monthly visits for groceries and fresh produce and bread and so forth. But we actually have an initiative where we invite our clients to come back every week and get more and more fresh produce.
Mm-hmm.
And we've really been ramping that up because our clients, what they primarily ask for more of is fresh produce, and they're very grateful to build their meals around that fresh produce. So this kind of connection and relationship with local sustainable agriculture is great for us.
And it's important for health because, you know, a lot of the stuff that gets donated to food pantries or to food banks is stuff that can be highly processed at times, isn't as healthy for you. And the fact that we have so many farmers who are in our area to find this symbiosis to make sure that people are getting fed healthy things is amazing.
That's particularly true for many of our clients who are vulnerable physically and have medical ailments and so forth, where eating healthy is even more important for them than it would be for just your average citizen. So there's a bit of a myth sometimes that people on low incomes are happy to eat processed food or junk food. Quite the contrary. Many of them are particularly looking for local, for organic.
The same stuff that we who have privilege or the money and resources to afford that would want to go and get for our families. They want that too. Heidi Norton-Smith from the Northampton Survival Center, which is one of the beneficiaries of the Full Belly Benefit Dance tomorrow at the JCA of Amherst at 8. And another beneficiary is CESA itself, Phil Corman from CESA. What will the money from the Full Benefit Dance go to support for CESA?
So we're right now trying to match households who come to farmers markets. We're trying to raise $100,000 literally in the next 13 days. We're up to $88,000.
Woo!
So we have many fingers crossed we'll pull it off. If we pull it off, we'll be able to do two things. One, we'll do a $10 match for every household, every person who comes to a farmer's market in the three counties where they're accepting SNAP. And we're going to increase the number of seniors who can receive a slice of the summer harvest from 400 to 450. And I just want to say that farmers feel very connected to the community in which they live. Their business is land-based, and the land is where they've been for generations, or it's their first generation. I think it's very painful for people who are farmers when they can't reach everyone in their community and offer to sell their food to everybody. Mm-hmm. So SNAP and a matching of SNAP enables people to have dignity and pay the purchasing price that a farmer needs to charge to stay in business.
Dan Kaplan from Brookfield Farm, who has helped put this event on for nearly 8 years now, the Full Belly Benefit Dance. Why is this something that you continue to do year after year? And you're going to stop at 10, which is what I might do or might have done with the Cancer Connection? Is that a good...
I'm just asking
for opinions from other people that do things multiple years.
If you stop going to the courthouse.
Well, you know, traditionally we've really needed something to do in March because it's usually kind of rainy and cold.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? It's a good time to have a party. Originally, this was set up to kind of become a part of the energy that was really growing when President Obama was first elected. And we wanted to figure out some way to take some of that energy and not only connect our community of producers together, but connect them towards their community of consumers. People love to get together. They love to have a good time. They also love to connect to all parts of their community, and they love to be able to make their product more accessible to a more diverse group of people. So it's really been win-win. We've ridden the wave of the Obama presidency. There was maybe a little lull in there at some point.
Man.
I don't know when they tried to shut the government down, but things are really picking back up now with the Supreme Court thing. And I think we're going to go out in style. And then who knows?
You have a carrot-based dinner when Orange-faced Donald Trump becomes our next president.
Exactly. We would have to change the name, but we would still have plenty
the
of food insecurity.
Empty-headed dinner as opposed to the full belly dinner, maybe?
My guess is that there'd still be some food insecurity if Donald Trump.
Well, I don't even want to think about it. The politics aside, this is a great event for our community and what we can kind of keep our arms around here. Dan Kaplan from Brookfield Farm, who is not only in the No-Nos, who's one of the bands playing at the Full Belly Benefit Dinner, but has been putting this on for 8 years. Heidi Norton-Smith, the executive director of the Northampton Survival Center, who's one of the beneficiaries of the dinner, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, another one of the beneficiaries of the dinner. You can learn more at buylocalfood.org.